Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Love Journey, Inc. You know they call it a prayer line. Well, I call it more than a prayer line. I call it an experience. A love experience. So I say welcome to your love experience. Welcome to the love journey where all things on this new day is washed away. Yes, family. I'm excited to bring to you a great conversation today. I think it's going to blow your mind. I am Janine Ann Ingram, your daily lover, your transformational life coach, your author of Born to be Rich. Oh, yes. I'm a vision board counselor as well as your radio host, the host of the Love Journey. We're going to get started, family, and we're going to hear a good song. You know, I think I might want to hear God speak to my heart. Yeah, I know sometimes I go through those things where I just need that. Maybe we'll just depend on Jesus. Good morning, family. Tim and Jesus.
There would be peace on earth. All creation, every power, every life would call on his name. Children, love has arrived, and you know the world will never truly be the same.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
he's my refuge.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
he's my tower, my friend.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
He came to my rescue, and I don't understand it, but I know the love he's given me will never end.
There is joy in the world because my Savior reigns. He's the source of my strength, Lord of lords, King of kings, my salvation, my redeemer, in the face of all I fear. He is love without compromise, and I know that he's the reason that I'm standing here.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
he's my Savior.
Jesus,
he's my Savior.
Jesus,
oh,
Jesus, Jesus.
Hey, cause I know that I will never be the same again. He's my provider, he's my hope when I fall. There when I need him, when nobody else will call, he's right on time. He gave me power, the faith to stand. Hey, thank you, Lord, cause I know that I will never be alone again.
I want to talk to you about Jesus.
Jesus is the love of my life.
Save my life.
Jesus, Jesus is the love of my life.
When I finish stand
Jesus,
up straight.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus is the love of my life.
If it wasn't for Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I wouldn't be here today if I don't deserve it. Lord, I know that you're worth it.
So I just ask you.
Just ask Jesus.
And I keep on asking Jesus.
Just ask Jesus. I know. Lord, I know.
You set me free.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You can call on Jesus.
You can call on
Jesus.
When you need a friend. When your brother can't be found, you can call on
Jesus. You don't know like I know.
You can call on Jesus. Heavenly Father.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. That was Kim. Jesus. Jesus is the love of my life. Yes, you tuned in to the Love Journey. Yes, they call this a prayer line. I call it more than a prayer line. I call it an experience, a love experience, family. We're going to get ready and turn within. Calling forth and speaking to and invoking and inviting the presence of the one that is the one. So in this right now moment, family, I want you to turn within. As we recognize that there really is only one power and one presence. On this line, we recognize that one power and that one presence. We recognize that great spirit is God, the good, omnipotent, everywhere presence, known by many names. Knowing that it's not a spot that our God is not. We're going to get it tuned in into that presence, into that breath. Breathing in through our nose. Holding it to the point of vibration. Holding it to the count of eight. Releasing through our mouth. Breathing into the heart. I want you to be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. Still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. And last time, family. I want you to take in a deep breath. Breathing in your nose. Breathing into the heart. Let's breathe, family. Breathe deep into the diaphragm as we become still. And know that I am, that I am God. Breathe, the family. And release. Take it in again, family. And release. Divine Mother, Father, God, precious and Holy Spirit. Oh, come Holy Spirit, as I invite and invoke the presence of my mighty I Am consciousness, come Holy Spirit, as I invite and invoke the transcending power, the one that is the one in me, as me, all around me, as I come asking that my higher mind self will speak every word in this prayer. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and remove every human-created thought. Come. I'm asking you to remove every human-created ego. Come, Holy Spirit. as I surrender to the power and the presence of my mighty I Am consciousness. I ask you to remove all of me and fill my presence with the presence of my I Am consciousness, my higher myself, that I may speak every word from the words of my higher God consciousness. Come, Holy Spirit, and speak to your people today, God. That every word of my mouth, come, Holy Spirit. And every meditation of my heart, come, Holy Spirit. All will be so acceptable in thy sight. Come, Holy Spirit, and remove all of me that your presence, as I invite and invoke the presence of you in me, as me, come forth in this right now moment. That these words will be your words, Holy Spirit. Come and anoint and bring a fresh anointing upon this line, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, and enlarge our territory. Lord, bless us indeed. And expand our territory. Come, Holy Spirit, and bring a fresh anointing upon each and every person under the sound of my voice, God. Come and bring a fresh anointing upon the mind, the body, the soul, the heart. Oh, Holy Spirit, as you cleanse and renew the emotional body today, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, as you remind us you can turn every wound into wisdom and every pain into power, every test into a testimony, and all you can do, or you can turn an ordinary situation into an extraordinary peace, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and anoint us today, God. I'm asking you to raise the vibratory energy of this call right now, God. Raise our frequency level right now, God. Oh, I'm asking you to come right now, Holy Spirit, and speak in my higher mind consciousness, God. Oh, come, I am that I am, God, that we might make manifest the glory of you in us in this right now moment, God, that we will manifest our Christ consciousness, that we will speak only the words of you today, God, that you will possess every thought, God, that our thought will be your thoughts this morning, God. Oh, that you will possess every word, Holy Spirit, that our words will be your words, God. Asking you to come and possess our heart, God. Give us a clean heart and create in us a new heart, God. A new spirit, God, as you cleanse and renew the DNA, the information, the data. Oh, all that has been ingrained in us that is no longer serving a higher purpose, God. I'm asking you to renew and cleanse the data, the information that is in the patterns that has been stored in our cell memory today, God. I'm asking you to give us a renewed cell memory today, God. I'm asking you to come and cut the cords of fear and doubt and lack and any of that that is not a part of us anymore, that's not the truth of who we are in this right now moment, God, that we will always operate in our higher mind consciousness, that we shall operate and move and navigate life with this powerful presence that is us this morning, God, that you created each and every one of us as an individualized expression of you, God. We ask you to come, Holy Spirit, and be a part of us as you come forth in us as the great I Am presence, Holy Spirit. We ask you to anoint this line, God. We ask you to bring a fresh anointing, God, that we will be so anointed today, that we will be anointed with the anointing of Abraham, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, that we will be so blessed that only the blessed will call us, that the blessed will call us blessed today, God. Oh, that even the blessed will call us blessed. Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to come and anoint us with the anointing of Solomon, God. Oh, that we will have the anointing of Solomon, not just for wealth, but the wisdom, Holy Spirit, to discern how to move your kingdom forward, God. Open up our minds to receive your blessings today, God. I'm asking you to bring your profuse winds of abundance, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to come right now, God, and bring forth an anointing upon us, the anointing of David, God. That we will have anointing upon our lip, God, just like David. Ooh, Holy Spirit, my cup runneth over, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking for the anointing of Christ today. Our brother Christ Jesus, in the word, he said we could do these things. And that he has done and also do things greater, God. I'm asking for the consciousness of Christ to come forth in us right now, God. That we will have the mind of Christ, like the word says in Corinthians. God, I'm asking for anointing today, an anointing of the mind of Christ to come forth, God, that we shall live in the mind of Christ in this right now moment, God. Oh, that we shall be so anointed that the light shall be upon us today, God, that we will live in the balance of who all things is on this planet, God. Oh, that we shall come forth as a greater version, as the champion rises in us each and every day, God, that we shall operate in that higher mind consciousness and our God consciousness in this right now moment. We shall speak in your words today, God. We shall live in your words today, God, and we shall be so anointed, God, that they shall see the light upon our life in the right now moment. We call forth these blessings, God. Oh, we call forth these blessings in the name of the mighty consciousness of Christ. Come from the east and bless us profusely as you come from the north. Come bless us profusely. South as you bless us profusely in the west, God. Oh, from every angle and every point in the earth, we ask you to come, Holy Spirit, and raise the vibratory energy of our consciousness in this right now moment, that we shall speak from the place of our higher mind self, that we shall live, operate, and navigate in this day from our higher mind consciousness, God. I'm asking you to rain down your love upon us right now, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and let every cell in our body be profusely blessed and anointed, and oh, God, with your love. Let your love rain down on us. Let your all-knowing grace go before us today, God. Let your all-knowing ease, elegance, and grace go before us to create a beautiful experience as we can command this day, because we have been given the authority to speak to the mountains, God. We've been given the authority to speak to every cell in our body. God, I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and let every cell come in agreement today, God. Let every mind come into an agreement today, God. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. As we renew the presence of our thoughts, God. As we renew the presence of our heart right now, God. Oh, creating us a new spirit, God. Only the presence shall be seen. In the mighty, powerful name, nature, and consciousness of the Christ energy, we call it forth right now, God. In the name of Jesus, we say, amen, amen, and so it is. Good morning, family. Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning, family. Whew. Amen, amen. Good morning, family. Good morning, Love Journey family. Good morning, God. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning to the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, the sun, the moon, the stars. Good morning to the clouds. Good morning to the land and the soil, the earth, the wind, the fire, the water, and the ether. Good morning to the universe. Good morning to our most beneficent angelic family as we invite and invoke the presence of the angelic family. Good morning, angels. Good morning, angels. Good morning, angels. Come, angels. Good morning as we invite and invoke the presence of our archangels. Good morning, archangels. Oh, come, archangels, as we enjoy your presence. Call forth a legion of angels. Jesus said, I can call forth a legion of angels if I want to. Jesus had to submit to the process. That's just how powerful Christ was. He had to submit. He told them when they came to arrest him, I can call forth a legion of angels. Call forth the energy of my God consciousness and have you removed from my space. He had to submit, and today we call forth those legions of angels to sit at our table today and be a part of this call this morning. Good morning, angels and archangels. Good morning, archangels and angels. We love you. We appreciate you. Good morning, ascended masters, as we invite and invoke the presence of the ascended masters. Come, ascended masters. Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning to our master guides and our spirit guides as we invite and invoke the presence of the master and spirit guides. Come and be a part of this call this morning. And good morning, and oh, good morning to our ancestors as we invite and invoke the known and unknown ancestors to this call. Come, ancestors, as we pay homage to you, to those who left a legacy called us, to those who sacrificed their life, to the known and unknown ancestors. Come, ancestors, as we pay homage to you. And good morning to my mother, Miss Anastasia McAdoo. Yes, good morning, good morning, good morning. As we also stand and send love to our descendants, those who will come behind us, those who will come and continue the work that we've been so eloquently led to do today. We give thanks for those descendants just waiting to come into the planet. On behalf of our lineage, we send love, light, and grace to those who will come, that their path will be easier, graceful, and that they will grow and be mighty in the land. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Oh, good morning, love, journey, family, peace, peace, peace to the family. Love to the gods and goddesses, kings and queens, and to my millionaires and billionaires. Good morning, family. Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning, Love Journey family. This is the Love Journey, Inc. They call it a prayer line. You see, I call it more than a prayer line. I call it an experience. I call it a love experience because here you get love, inspiration, and praise. And you get to find and move into a space of who and what you are, and go to that inner love and feel the presence of the mighty consciousness, knowing that you are one with the one, knowing there is only one cause and one mind and one source, the great I am that I am. And it's because of this source that it created us out of itself in order to express itself as me and as you. See, that's why they say the great spirit, the God, the most high creator can do no more for you than what it can do through you, because it is in itself that it expresses itself through you. You see, the source is a pure mind in action, and God knows us as an intelligent vehicle of beautiful, wonderful ideas, great ideas. Therefore, we know ourselves as the mind of God in expression. Come on, family. I am the mind of God in expression. You are the mind of God in expression. We are love in action. Love in action today, family. Let's get ready and move our mind into a place of love. You see, I want you to move into a space where you reminisce on a time when love permeated and saturated and pulsated from every cell in your body, where everything in your body came into agreement because you felt love. You see, I want you to reminisce on that time. And not only do I want you to reminisce in your mind, I want you to bring it into your heart and remember what it felt like to be love and to give love and to know love. Family, I want you to relax into the space of your heart this morning and remember that time. It could have been for any powerful reason that you felt love. Could have been a powerful energy exchange between you and someone you love. Or maybe it was the birth of a newborn baby. Her heart expanding is the birth of a newborn baby. Oh, when you look into the eyes, feel the presence of the one that just came into the planet, you could feel the power of love in your arms as they look you in your eyes. And your heart expands. Wow. Or maybe it was a full moon lit night. Walking in the park by a vast body of water, and suddenly you look up and you see this beautiful full moon. You begin to stand in awe, holding hands with someone you love, and you basking in the glow of the moon's love, and you feel the presence of the universe, and you know you are love. Wow. Or maybe it was a beautiful, majestic sunrise. As you stand in all of this beautiful presence of the sun rising, and the majestic feeling that you get as you feel the warmth of the kiss of the sun on your face, knowing that you are loved by the universe. Ooh. As you stand and surrender to the beauty and the presence of the rising sun, your heart expands. Oh. Or maybe it's that golden time of day. Oh, that time of day when the sun is releasing itself in you. Look up in the sky, and it's the color of love. And colors are emanating from the beautiful presence of the sun, these purples and reds. And as the earth takes on this golden glow, that time of the day when the earth has this glow from the sun's presence releasing itself, that golden glow. And as the majesticness of its presence, you feel in awe of God's love. You knew you were loved by the universe. As you felt one with the sun, with the nature, with life, you knew you were loved. Or maybe it was just something different. But whatever had you so lit up and turned on, I want you to bring that feeling into this right now moment. I want you to remember what it felt like to be loved, give love, receive love, to know love, to to be one with the one of love. You see, love is so amazing. Love is so amazing. I want you to just bask in the energy of that love. And as you begin to remove the thought of anyone else, I want you to bring that feeling into this right now moment. And I want you to feel that same loving energy for you. I want you to remove the thought of the love going out and bring the love in to you right now. I want you to love you. Loving you. I want you to love yourself from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I want you to love you today. Loving you. Loving you. I just want you to love you. I want you to love you just because you are. Oh, just because you are. I want you to open your heart and love you. Love your mind, love your soul, love your heart. Love this beautiful body temple you've been given to navigate the planet. I want you to love you today. Ooh, love you today. And right now, I just want you to feel the presence of you. Loving you just because you are, because you are beautiful, amazing, individualized expression of the Creator. I am love made manifest. You are love made manifest. Ooh, love made manifest. And I want you to place your right hand over your heart and simply say, as you look into the depth of your soul, I give myself permission to love, love, love me today. Come on, family. I give myself permission to love, love, love me today. And I want you to look into your eyes and I want you to feel your heart. Just feel your heart and say, I am so grateful for the opportunity to love you today. As I fully and deeply love and accept myself. Self exactly as I am right now. I want you to say it, family. Let's say it together. I love, I fully and deeply love and accept myself exactly as I am right now, family. Come on, y'all. I deserve love. I deserve love. I deserve love. And I want you to continue to look into the depth of your soul and say, I am love, I am love, I am love. I am love. I want you to say I am love three times. I am love. I am love. I am love. And I want you to say I am divine love and expression three times. I am divine love and expression. I am divine love and expression. I am divine love in expression. I like this line. Let's say this three times. I am love made manifest. Three times, family. I am love made manifest. I am love made manifest. I am love made manifest. Family. Continue to look in your eyes. Let's do it, family. Good morning, love. Good morning, love. Good morning, love. Ooh, I waited all night long just to say good morning to you. And you are, yes, you are what the world's been waiting for. You see, the world is waiting to experience your greatness. Your greatness awaits. Come on, family. This time we're going to put our name on it. I want to know your name. What's your name, baby? Good morning, love. Good morning, love. Good morning, love. Ooh, I waited all night long, Janine. Janine and Ingram, girl, I waited all night long just to say good morning to you. You see, Janine, you are what the world's been waiting for. Janine and Ingram, the world is waiting to experience your greatness. Janine, it's because your greatness awaits. Come on, y'all. I know you felt it. Did you feel it? Did you feel it like me? I felt it. Ooh, I felt it, y'all. I want you to say your name and say, I love you. I really, really, really love you. Come on. Let's do it. Janine, I love you. I really love you, Janine and Ingram. I really love you. And last time, Janine and Ingram, I love you. I love you. I love you. All right, family, I want you to just marinate in that love. Because I want to remind you today that you are the first representation of love in your life. You teach people how to show up in your space. You teach people how to love you by the energetic invitation you send out. Yes, it's not just what you think. It's not just what you speak. It's the energetic invitation that you send out that invites people into your space. If you don't like what you see, we can't wash the mirror and change it. You got to do some inner cleansing, because what? Love is an inside job. Love is an inside job. My grandmother always used to say, there's not an ill love can't heal. There's not a prescription love can't feel. And there's not a question love cannot answer. I promise you today, family, I hope you're feeling love today. Welcome to your love experience. And we're going to turn it over to our Queen Z. And we're going to sing. We're going to sing that love song this morning, family. Let's do it.
Yes, yes, yes. Good morning, lady. Love.
Good morning.
Good morning, beautiful. Good morning, beautiful. Oh, giving thanks and praise. Giving thanks and praise for another day of life and life abundantly. Thank you so much. Thank you, Queen, for that beautiful, amazing love soak. I was just loving up on myself and looking into my beautiful brown eyes with my hand over my heart. Telling myself, I love you. Takiya, I love you. So I thank you. I know the family appreciates you reminding us every day that we deserve love, because we are that. And we love you so much, my beautiful queen. God bless you. So good morning to my beautiful, amazing Love Journeys family, Blog Talk family. We are welcoming to another day in the Lover Love Experience. We're going to keep this train moving as we sing our love song. I love myself so much so I can love you so much. So you can love me so much. So you can keep on loving me. And I invite you to keep your hand over your heart, looking into your beautiful eyes, squeezing yourself, and let's sing on count of three. One, two, three. I love myself so much. So I can love you so much.
So much.
So you can love you so much.
So much.
So you can keep on loving me.
I love myself so much.
So I can love you so much.
So much.
So you can love you so much.
So you can keep on loving me.
I love myself so much,
so much.
So I can love you so much,
so much.
And you can love you so much,
so much.
So you can keep on loving me.
I say.
Yes. Oh, my God. Bless you all. You're so beautiful. Keep on loving. Keep on letting it flow and grow, because family, it's all about love. It's all about love. Sending it back to you, Queen, my lady love. Namaste. Be blessed, family. One love.
One love. One love. All right, family, I'm really excited about what I want to talk about today, because I want to bring to you this clip that I heard on Facebook. But it's really powerful, because this man's story is so similar to mine. If I had not seen his face and somebody told me the story, I would have told you it was my story, pretty much my story. But there's some differences, too. But it is so powerful that I wanted to share with you the power of our stories and why life is always happening for us and not against us. But this is a powerful story, and his name is Reverend Ron Archer, and I have reached out to him because I can't wait to have him on the prayer line. I'm not going to even accept anything but yes from him when I get to talk to him, I tell you.
I was 10 years old, and I held my mother's gun to my head, and I wanted to blow my brains out all over her wall. You must ask the question, why would a 10-year-old child want to die? 10 is a time to dream of being an astronaut, of being a soccer star, a football player, a preacher, a pastor, a doctor. But for me, life was so horrific, with so much vitriol and pain, I wanted to die. I'm the product of interracial immigrants. My grandmother was tall, white, and thin from Germany, and we called her French Fry. My grandfather was a big, burly black man from Cuba, and we called him Hamburger. Hamburger met French Fry and created a Happy Meal. And these two immigrants produced 7 McNuggets with special sauce. We would joke that we would have Wiener Schnitzel with salsa for Thanksgiving. My grandfather had to hide the fact in the 1940s in America that he was married to a Caucasian woman. But one wedding anniversary, he had a flaw. He liked to drink overproof Cuban rum. And one evening, he was inebriated. And a man saw them together and said to my grandmother, "Why would you be a nigger lover?" My grandfather, with huge arms, lost his temper and hit the man in the jaw and broke his neck. The man didn't die, but he was injured severely. He went to the worst prison, convicted of the crime, Mansfield Reformatory in Ohio, locked down 23 hours a day. It hit the newspapers that my grandmother was married to this convicted felon, and she lost her job. But being a German woman, she didn't complain or whine or woe is me. She began to work odd jobs, cleaning other people's houses and toilets, taking care of their children. But as she was working, she would have fainting spells, passing out doing her job. She went to the doctor and discovered that she had a tumor growing behind her left eye that was metastasizing to her brain. And the doctor said, "We have to take out a third of your face, your eye. You will be malformed and disformed and disfigured for the rest of your life. What do you do when the American dream becomes an American nightmare?" She could not work. She was sick and mutilated. My grandfather's in jail, and day by day, they lost everything that they had acquired. They lost their house. They lost their car. They lost their furniture. They lost their dignity. They lost their self-esteem, and they were living in the streets like animals. My three uncles got hooked on heroin. They belonged to a gang called the Devil's Disciple, and my entire family became atheistic. No God, no prayer, no Bible, no hope. And my mother, at age 14, was called by a pimp named Larry, who said to her, "What is school doing for you? You are sitting on a gold mine." She said, "Where?" He said, "You're sitting on it." And we call this being turned out. And little by little, she began to sell her 14-year-old body to grown men for money to survive. It's called turning tricks. And at age 16, she got pregnant. We call it having a trick baby. Two strangers meet for a business transaction, and there's a mistake. The pimp said, you can't make any money having a baby in the oven. We have got to kill this baby. They kicked her in the stomach. They fed her alcohol. They gave her drugs. They took a hanger and stabbed the baby over and over again. But the baby would not die. The baby was born 2 months premature with no pancreas, a learning disability, a bladder too small, unable to function, a severe stutterer. We call it a trick baby. Nobody wants the baby. No hope, no future. Kill it, was the word. That baby was me. I'm the lowest of the low. I come from the guttermost. I come from a hellish condition. And so when I would go to school, I couldn't talk. I stuttered so severely from the trauma. My mother had a madam who hated men. Her name was Dolores, and she was a sadist. And when she would watch me, she would take a broomstick and stick it in a place where no boy should have any object in his body. And when you are tortured like that, you learn four things. Don't talk, don't trust, don't feel, and pretend nothing is happening. And by age 10, I had had enough. I wanted to die. And in my school, they put me in a boiler room with other kids who were dysfunctional like me, where we would finger paint all day long. And yet there was a teacher, thank God for her, who had a Gideon Bible. And she came to my school and she saw kids like me as her mission field. And she would give me this Gideon Bible and read to me stories of dysfunctional characters who God used. She would say to me, Ronaldo, God uses greatly those who have been wounded very deeply. He will turn your pain into power, your wounds into wisdom. She had me read the story of Moses, who was also a stutterer. I began to understand that God did love a trick baby. Even as low as I was, there was hope for me and possibility. And when a child begins to understand the love of God and the power of His Word and the possibilities, it changes everything. How can a young man keep his way clean? By taking heed according to your word. Your word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. I began to memorize the Bible, that Gideon Bible, reading 2,000 scriptures. And when you put that kind of word in a life, something begins to happen. My stuttering went away. I stopped wetting the bed. I stood tall. I became valedictorian, became a pastor and priest until everybody in my family got saved. Why? Because somebody placed the Gideon Bible in a woman's hand that changed a life forever. Yes! I was born a trick baby, but the trick was on the devil because of you and the power of the Word of God.
Wow. When I heard that man's story, I said, wow. You know, my mother aborted me, did an abortion, but she couldn't get rid of me. I would not die. I said, oh, my God. His mother was on the corner. My mother was hooked on drugs. That was the only difference. But you see, God would take a story like that and create an opportunity to change people's lives. Maston called it the gift of the divine storm. The gift of the divine storm. A divine storm is Master calling my moments in your life when you feel like life, the divine, the universe is against you and nothing is going well. And you question everything and maybe even say something like, why is this happening to me? Why me, God? And what I come to find is that moments like this are powerful opportunities to grow. Divine storms are wake-up calls. They are not ushering in the end, but rather clearing space for what's trying to be born in us. Sometimes we tend to interrupt the process because we hang on to how it was and we hang on to the pain and we hang on to all of it and fear how it could be. And perhaps we slip into the assuming the worst instead of preparing for the miracle.
You see, when you go through a crisis, a hard time, a moment of pain, there's always, and I do mean always, a breakthrough on the other side. And just past the breakthrough, the new awareness, the inevitable aha moment you've been for comes redemption. You see, we live in a universe that specializes in redemption. We need not worry. We need not assume the worst. But rather make our aim to surrender our will to the divine will. The divine process, the soul's goals to unfold in our life. Wow. You see, even a trick baby can be used by God. We need not worry. We need not assume the worst. Instead of trying to make the divine make sense, just release the need to know why things happen. And as they do, step into the trust that we are always being guided in every moment. And as we choose to believe that what we are going through now is preparing us for what we desire. I want you to know today you are not being punished. I stop back to remind you, you are being prepared. Prepared for love. Prepared for more impact. Prepared to inspire change in others. Prepared for more awareness. Prepared for your dreams. When we step into the sweet unknown, we can release the thoughts of pending doom or life falling apart. We may not fear the change, but embrace them with a feeling of sweet surrender that our Creator, the Most High God, knows what is best for us. And in doing so, we can begin to find peace within that transition. We can bring meaning within loss, and we can find recovery within our addiction. You see, you are being prepared. What no longer serves you is being removed from your life. A new life, a new power is coming to you. And at first, it won't make sense. But soon you will know why things had to be the way they were. Until then, just keep moving forward and assume the best. And don't stop. A miracle in progress, because you're a miracle in progress right now. See, every test brings a testimony. Every pain brings power. You see, our God is so amazing. He'll take the ordinary and make it extraordinary. He'll take your piece and make a masterpiece out of it. Today, you're being prepared. Stop the miracle in progress. Sometimes we get caught up in what we in. Did you hear his story? You see, that's my story. Similar, very similar. My mother was hooked on drugs, selling her body. Got raped on the corner. And birthed a child. Had an abortion. Bled 2 weeks. Did drugs. And I'm so grateful because I wake up every day knowing the ramifications of what drugs can do to a fetus, knowing what a failed abortion can do to a fetus, and knowing that God is amazing, knowing that I am a miracle and the miracle continuing to be in progress. His pancreas was outside his body. And all the things that was going on with him. And I just say, thank you, God. Because God can use a trick baby. And he can turn that trick baby into a blessing and to be a blessing to others. I promise you. God can take the uttermost, the guttermost, what people would think is the worst slime on the planet and turn it into something amazing. Wow. You never know why people have to go through what they have to go through. But I tell you, the universe is always, always, if we don't get stuck. Because remember yesterday when we talked about being stuck, it's just the spirit. That means we're not honoring our spirit when we get stuck and stay stuck. Remember yesterday we talked about loneliness is just God calling your name. And I remember feeling lonely. I remember feeling alienated, living from house to house, being molested and mistreated and thrown in basements and all this stuff until the day my nephew jumped out that window saying, oh, I'm going to get my sister. My auntie will not be mistreated anymore. But then I started to live a life because I was used to being mistreated. So in this house, I couldn't accept love and all this wonderful stuff. I was doing such a terrible job. I'm grateful that my sister kept me in her home because she didn't have to. But she taught me how to pray. And it was her prayer. I'm sure it was her prayer to say, let me change Janine's feelings around. Let her know that she is loved today, God. I'm assuming that's her prayers. I don't know, but I know that she was praying for me because I was getting on her last nerve. Because she didn't want to let me go. And she didn't give up on me. And it was her prayer. It was her love that changed my life. So I say to you today, no matter what you're going through, and no matter what you may be going through with your children, I promise you, it's love that can change it around. Because God can do a miracle, even in the midst of what it looks like to be the worst thing in life. I just know that I know without a shadow of a doubt that with every cell in my body that you are the miracle in progress. You are the game changer in your family. You may not see your husband operating in the way you want him to operate. You may not see your children, but I promise you everything inside of my soul. If you keep and continue to pray and bless everything around you, everything will come into agreement. I see it happening in my own life. I've seen it happen in others' lives. You heard his miracle. You heard his story. Everybody has came into an alignment of understanding who God is. This is a preacher from a man who grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, whose mother stood on the corner selling her 14-year-old body. But I tell you, God can take a mess and make a mess out of it. And I'm so grateful that God took my mess and made a mess, took my test and made a testimony out of it. Because I am and you are a living testimony. And our stories are important because our stories can change somebody's life today. So family, don't stop while the miracle is in progress. Don't give up because it looks like it's not working. I'm a living testimony of God's love. I'm a living testimony of how the universe is always using and preparing us to impact more people's lives, always preparing us for more love, always preparing us for that greatness. What's your story today? And how can you be used to impact more people's lives? How can you be prepared for more love today? How are you being prepared by a change in others? How are you being prepared for more awareness? And how are you being prepared to live the God-sized, the giraffe-sized dreams in your life today? Don't be afraid of that sweet unknown. Because it was the unknown that put me right where I am today, which I'll call my sweet spot. See, when you start living on purpose, you're living in your sweet spot. But you got to let go of that past. You got to forgive what seems unforgivable. Yes. If this man could forgive somebody putting a broom in unforsaken places, if I could forgive the touches and the beatings and the molestations and the rapes. And it may seem unforgivable, but I tell you, when God moves through your heart and you really surrender, I promise you, everything that you thought was unforgivable will be released from every cell in your body, every thought in your mind, and every memory in your cell. You will only reflect the love and the light of God when you let go and surrender to the process, and that life is always preparing us for a greater version of ourselves. How can we let go today? How can we really just surrender and forgive what we thought was unforgivable? By allowing ourselves to surrender to the purpose and the dreams that the Creator created when He created you. You are the dream of the Creator that came to the planet to create an impact and make a difference. I'm asking you today, don't stop the miracle in progress. Don't stop your miracle in progress right now. Surrender to the goals of your soul and allow the purpose to fluidly move through who you've been created for. And don't just dream, but live your God-sized dreams. That's my message today. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can start this. Or press 1 on the Blog Talk. All right. Okay. Well, thank you for tuning in today. I'm going to turn it over. And I just want to say, don't give up on your dream. No matter where you're being, no matter where you're going, don't give up. You are a miracle in progress. All right. And if you want to know who that guy who told his trick baby story, he's from Cleveland, Ohio. Powerful man of God. All right, I'm going to call Jack again. Let's do our affirmation. Y'all quiet today, huh? Can anybody hear me? I just want to make sure. Hello?
Good God morning, Lady Love. I apologize. My phone was on mute.
Oh, okay, because it's so quiet.
No, you put a lot of stuff out, and my heart's a little heavy, but also encouraged. Thank you so much for sharing his story and your story, my story, our story. Thank you, because we all have a story. And no, a 10-year-old shouldn't be thinking about blowing their brains out.
Nope.
Setting himself on fire, wanting to die.
Nope.
A child is supposed to be a child. I remember as a child, you know, do children today still lay on the ground and look up at the sky and make you know, see the clouds and see a giraffe or an angel or a unicorn? Do they still do that today? I don't know. Children are supposed to have fun. Living life, yes. I want to be a ballerina. I want to be an astronaut. I want to be a football player. You know, I want to do things. Life, not death. Children is life. So, I thank you. You have really, really, truly encouraged my heart even more. Because each and every day is a miracle. It's a miracle every day. Every moment is a miracle. And we need to grasp that and know that to be true is real. Each and every moment is a miracle of life for us. And if we get that within us, we'll live life so much better. Yes, my wound is wisdom. And my test is a testimony. And my life is love. I am love.
Yes.
I am love.
Yes.
I am love.
Yes.
I am divine loving creation. I am love. I am love. I am love. I am love.
Yes. Yes, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. As, like you said, Lady Love, as we can forgive what we see to be the unforgivable thing, the act that has been done to us, oh, my God, we have to, so that we can move on and live the life that God has created for us. We can't keep living those acts over and over and over and over, because it's only going to keep us right where we're at. We have to move beyond all of those acts that was done to us. And we have to do it in love. Yes, there are horrifying, horrific acts that has been done, but we still have to move in love. Janine, your grandmother was a mighty woman of wisdom. Yes. There's not an answer that love cannot, there's not a question that love can, you know your grandmother's words, and I listened to them, and it's absolutely true. I'm coming to learn that everything that we do, it has to be done in love. Because when we do it in love, that's where all the true blessing is at for us. We are being released from that aches, the pains, whatever has been done for to us, and we replace it with love. Thank you, Lady Love. I love you.
I love you too.
I'm only where I'm at today because of the love that you showed me that I have within myself. Hating myself for so long and then learning to love myself. And when I thank you. I have never in my life said so much love and things to myself since I've been on this love journey. Never. I'm just starting to love me. All of me, accepting me and loving me, and me doing that, I'm able to give and do to others. The love is real. Love is real. Love is real. Love is beautiful. Thank you. I'm complete.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you, God. Wow. Whew. All right. What a powerful morning. Anybody else have any questions, comments, or concerns while Jackie get her ready for her affirmations? Any questions, comments, concerns, anything anybody want to make, say? All right. Jackie, I think everybody quiet today. All right, well, we're going to get that.
Okay. I'm here, Lady Love. Thank you.
Woo.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We better do our Revenite affirmation.
Yes, 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 we're going to get ready. And do our money, money, money. Let me put some money, money, money on.
Uh-huh.
And get ready.
Yeah.
And do our affirmation.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Woo. Yeah. Thank you, Lady Love, for allowing me to get that out. Affirmation. Yeah, family. Uh-huh. Yeah. Come on, family. Let's do what we do at this time. Money, I'm calling you into my life.
Money,
I'm calling you into my life.
Money,
I know you hear me.
Money, I know you hear me.
Money, right here, right now. I'm telling you, money. You love Jacqueline Valentina Crater.
Mm-hmm. Money, I'm telling
money,
you right here and right
I'm
now.
I'm telling you,
you
money.
Love Janine
you love
Ingram.
Yeah, Amita Lana.
Yeah, uh-huh. Oh, money, you welcome in my hand.
Money, you welcome
love
in my hand.
Money, okay. A welcome in my hand.
Oh, money, you welcome in my pocket.
Uh-huh.
Ooh,
money,
you are
welcome
into my
pocketbook.
Yeah, money, you welcome in my bank account.
Money, you are welcome into
my
bank account.
In my bank account. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, oh, money, you welcome in my life all the time. Yes.
Ooh, money, you are welcome into
my
life
all
the
time.
Yes. I open my heart and mind to money in all forms. Yes.
I open my mind
open
and
my
heart
to
money in all
money in all forms.
Yes, I open my heart and mind to banknotes.
Mm-hmm. I open my heart and mind to banknotes.
I open my heart and mind to certificates of deposit.
Oh, I open my heart and my mind to certificates of deposit.
Yes, I open my heart and mind to stocks and bonds.
I open my heart and my mind
to
stocks
and bonds. Money making money, money making money.
Yes, I open my heart and mind to cash money, make it rain.
Ooh,
I open my life to money through my love and appreciated attitude.
I open my life to money through my loving, appreciating attitude.
Yes, yes, yes. And money serves Jacqueline Valentina Crater and divine right ways.
Ooh,
money
serves Janine and Ingram and divine
right
ways.
Yes, yes, yes. Money is wonderful stuff, and I let it multiply in my life.
Ooh, money is one. And I let it multiply with money making money in my life.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, God, in me for money.
Thank you, God,
thank
in me
God
for money.
In me for money.
Woo! I love that, family. Beautiful, beautiful. We're going to keep this love experience moving by going into our abundance, 40-day abundance principle. And today we are at principle number 7. And principle number 7 for today says, the divine consciousness that I am is forever expressing its true nature of abundance. This is its responsibility, not mine. My only responsibility is to be aware of this truth. Therefore, I am totally confident in letting go and letting God appear as the abundant all-sufficiency in my life and affairs. Today, family, our affirmation is, all that God is, I am. Let's do that together, family.
All that God is, I am.
Multiply, just grow, just allow these words to be within you. I'm going to turn it back to you, Lady Love. Thank you so, oh, my God. Thank you so much, Lady Love. I love
all
you.
Right.
Thank you.
I love you, too.
I love you all, family. Thank you.
All right. You've been tuned in to The Love Journey, and we've been talking about purpose, and that you were made for an impact, and that life is always preparing for you. Life is always preparing you. And so today, family, I want to remind you with everything in my soul that your life really is a gift. And before I close out, just see if we have any last minute things that anybody want to say before we go. All right.
I do. 1 second. I just want to say before you go. First of all, I want to thank you so much for. I want to thank God. Thank God for you. And for placing in that little spirit that was in your mama's womb, that she ain't giving up. She is not giving up. I don't care what happened. I don't care what went on. I don't care how you were made, created, but God in you meant for you to be in this experience and to be here on this planet to do what you're doing in so many ways, but serving is absolutely at the top of the list. And I thank God for you. I thank God for you sharing the message from that gentleman, and I didn't hear his name. But what an amazing, you know, it was just like he was telling your story. Honestly, if anyone knows, you know, and you gave us a little bit of it today, but I was like, wow, I can't believe that. It's just amazing. So I know that had to be one of those goosebump experiences for you when you heard that. So I just thank you. And, you know, it just reminds me that I don't care what I go through, there's, you know, there's always somebody's story that will help me to see how blessed I am, and that when God gives us a purpose to be here, to do what it is that God has called us to do. We stand in that purpose. We are expressing God in the most amazing way. And so I thank you for that reminder for me. I'm sure others, too, appreciate it. And family, let's just go forth and just remember that no matter what we're going through, somebody is always going through something that is worse than what we're experiencing, but also a blessing to be able to see what we can get through, what we can go through, and come out on top. I don't care what it is. I mean, I never had that experience in my life, but my God, look what can happen if we just set our mind first on God and stand in our purpose. I'm just so grateful. I'm just so grateful for that message today. And I know there's nothing that I cannot do, Janine Ann Ingram, because I have watched you be an example of what's possible. I'm kind of getting tongue-tied here, but I'm just so overwhelmed to see how you can come from an experience like that, and that gentleman can come from an experience like that and be here today. So I know that Zakiya can do anything. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you, and turn it back over to you. Peace.
All right. Thank you, Zakiya. I know, Jackie, you wanted to say something.
Yes, I wanted to know, how do we reach our children today? You know, who are the children who are committing suicide? You know, how do we reach to them so that they can live and tell their story, so their story could be a testimony for someone else? How do we do that today?
To me, having a daughter who tried to commit suicide, I think you have to be so tuned in to the spirit within your own self to reach the heart of a child who is so in so much despair that they want to kill themselves. Because the despair that they're feeling, you may not understand or even perceive that they're even feeling that, because, you know, every person has a depth that's different than the other person. So three children can be raised in the same environment with the same information, but one can take it differently and perceive information differently. So you have to be so tuned into the spirit to be able to reach the child that you could. I give it, you know, when I found out my daughter was trying to commit suicide, I had to go in and ask, what was this a reflection of me? How is this reflecting me? Because if my children are a reflection of me, what do I need to heal in me? I had to do the work on me to heal her. When we went through that process with Oprah Winfrey, we were sitting in the restaurant. It was so noisy, but you could hear a pin drop at our table. And she was like, "Mama, why are you not saying nothing?" I said, "Because if I speak, I'll speak from my ego, and I won't speak from a place that will help you and assist you in healing what's going on inside of you." So to me, you have to reach in that kind of experience. You have to reach so deep within your soul that your soul will speak to the soul of that child, because the pain is so deep. And sometimes we don't understand the depth of that pain, and we don't always understand the experiences that our children are going through outside of the home.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
We don't understand how the other children are affecting what they're saying to them, and every kid is affected differently. And we say words don't hurt. I used to think, when my mother used to tell me, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt." I don't subscribe to that, because words do hurt, especially when you're a child. They hurt. They penetrate the depth of your soul. They penetrate the depth of your mind. So to me, I don't subscribe to that idea. Now, when you get older, maybe it don't hurt so much. I don't know. But for me, I don't subscribe to it at all. So to me, I think in order to help children who are experiencing an idea that they want to commit suicide, I think you got to go into the depth of your soul and ask the spirit to speak to you, the spirit to be so clear that it can speak to the heart, that your soul will speak to their soul, because their soul is hurting.
Yeah.
That's the best answer I can give, experiencing it and going through it with my own daughter. I had to go within my own. I had to go into the depth of my soul and not try to pretend it's not happening and not try to pretend that I'm fixing the outside of me, because if my children who were doing these amazing things is a reflection of me, she was also a reflection of me, and I had to accept the responsibility that there was some more healing that I need to happen inside of me as a mother. But, you know, a lot of people don't want to see that their children are a reflection of them. They don't want to see that, so it's hard.
Yeah. Thank you.
They come and reflect our pain. Really, children do reflect our pain. You may get one that's so happy and they reflect our happiness. But when I look at all three of my children, they're absolutely who I was and where I was when I had them in my experience. Asia was is having that pain. I was in a painful process when I was bringing birth to her. If I knew better, I would have did better, but I didn't know better, so I didn't know how not to be in pain. I didn't know how not to feel the experiences that I was going through, that was going through my body. I was just upset, and I just was going through my own process. So I birthed an angry baby because I was angry.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I was very angry.
Mm-hmm. Same with me, with my son. I was very, very, very angry with him. I mean, even to this day, he can just look a certain way, and I'm like, oh, my God, the anger that's on him, you would think that, you know, if it looks to kill, you're dead, you know. So I definitely understand and know about that.
Good morning, Lady Love. Good morning, family. Good morning. Could I briefly share an experience I had this weekend?
Yes.
Okay. I am a part of the Roberta House family, which is a grief and support center for families here in Baltimore. And this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we had a three-day, two-night experience at Camp Aaron. Camp Aaron is a camp for children who have lost a loved one. It starts at age 6 and goes up to 17. So I was part of the experience of 74 children from the city of Baltimore that went to this beautiful, beautiful facility in North Bay, Maryland, at totally no cost to them or their families at all. And having been trained as a grief counselor, my specialty, as you know, is crafts. So I was in charge of these 74 children making luminaries, what we call luminaries, to float on the pool at night with tea lights to memorialize the person in their lives who has who has been lost. I'm not say lost. We don't say lost. Who died? And to see these, I was in charge of. We all had our little individual cabins and. You know, we had counselors in the cabins, and I was with a group of four brave little 8-year-old girls, and that were in my cabin, and we had all types of different exercises, sharing over the weekend to help them cope with the death of a person that they loved, and the healing that went on with these children is just so amazing, but. The biggest part of it was the healing that goes on with the counselors as they share with these young people. So I wanted to say that a lot of these children are really, really hurting. They come from all types of different situations. The deaths could have been through homicide, through suicide, through natural causes, all types of different situations. But to see the growth in these children in these, 3 days and two nights is just phenomenal. But it all really starts with love. We tell the children that love never dies and that it's okay to cry, it's okay to be sad, and it's okay to, act out, but you have to share what you're feeling inside. You can't keep those feelings inside. And I think that's the important message about the Love Journey family is this is a safe place This is a loving place. You can be whoever you are, and God loves you. God loves you unconditionally, and it's okay. And to not hold feelings in, share with people, and there's always, always someone that would love you just the way you are. One of the big experiences that came out of the weekend for me was, this is my fifth year being a counselor at the camp, and every year I have wanted to do the zip line. You know, I don't know, I think most of you know what the zip line is, but it took a lot of courage, and I said this year was the year that I was going to do it. Been through a lot on my own, and I felt like the zip line would really, if I could get the courage up to do that and trust, you know, that the zip line would hold me up, I could do it. And I did it. I did it this year. And I was just so proud of myself. And it helped me to release some of the anger that I felt for a lot of things that have been going on with me. So it was a wonderful experience. And I'm continuing to grow and, you know, release and share myself with others. And I think that was a big thing for me is, as long as you're sharing yourself and what is going on with you, because each of the children, one of the exercises was to, you know, talk about the loved one that died and how it made you feel. And then one of the children, 8-year-old little girl, said, you know, we want the counselors to share, you know, what happened in their life. And I really wasn't prepared for that, but I did talk about my brother, my sister, my mother, my father, my ex-husband, and it really did me a lot of good too. So the exchange of love and support is just phenomenal. Just wanted to let the family know that a big part of life is just sharing. It's just sharing yourself, the good times and the bad times. And having someone there to listen to you. And that's what one of the things that the Love Journey family does for me. So thank you for listening. And I care for you. You care for me. And we care for each other. That's the Roberta Pledge. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, that was beautiful. Thank you so much. And congratulations on moving past your fear and doing it anyway, getting on that zip liner.
Thank you.
Yes. Any more comments? Family, I want to thank you today for being a part of the Love Journey today. Of all the places you could have been, you chose to be here. And I want to thank you for your love, your support of this amazing experience, this amazing community that we have here called the Love Journey. It's just because of you that I am. So thank you for sharing your stories, telling your truth out loud. Thank you for coming and being a part of this amazing love, praise, and inspiration. And so today, as we move out of here, I pray that you have a blessed, amazing day. But as you move through your day, I want to remind you that you are truly a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. And I want to remind you to choose love. See with a higher vision. Be the love, because love really is the only choice. Family, don't just dream your God-sized dreams. I want you to live them today, family. That's what the Love Journey really mission is, to really get us all to live our God-sized dreams. All right, family, love never fails. Kim, have a great day. See you in the morning. Thank you.
and praise. Love will find us, and we often stay in spite of all the shame. We try to hide from the pain. That you love again, and I want you to understand. You're my joy, girl. My love won't fail you now.
We said our goodbye.
Never fails. Have a great day, family. I love you. See you in the morning.